Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Rob, I wanted us to, you know, we in this show today, we talked about estate planning, the executor. We've talked about inflation, markets, and how it impacts your retirement and what, you know, what kind of strategy you should take into place. We're fortunate enough to meet with some great people, our clients, and sit down and talk about strategy. So what was interesting is a client came in this week and sat down with you and I and said, I'm ready to retire. So let's take the position you're now ready, and you could be plus or minus of, you know, 6 months, let's say, and you're ready. Mentally, you're going to do it. You're going to hang up the sneakers. You're done. Okay. You sit down with your financial advisor, your planner, your financial team, or you do it yourself. What's the process that you need to go through in order to make sure you've got the right approach financially for retirement?
Well, it doesn't start with financials.
What?
Right? No, no. It's actually the final thing that we look at. And this was an interesting meeting because, yes, they were ready to retire, right? And the approach that we went in through and started talking with was about lifestyle, right? It wasn't about how much money they had.
So step one, start talking about lifestyle. So when you say that, because that's a broad term.
Very big, yes.
What do you mean by that?
What? First thing is what. What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? Are you going to travel more in your first years? What are those things, right? One thing that we use as a tool is 31 things you are going to do in retirement.
This is an interesting point that you're making, because many people who approach us and talk about that retirement, or our clients who are now mentally preparing to retire, don't know what they're retiring to.
Right.
They know what they were doing before. And in this example, I've been in the oil and gas industry for 30 years. Rob, that's all I've done. So what are you going to do with your time?
And they've never sat down and talked with their partner or themselves.
But what does it look like? And so the 31 things to do in retirement, and the reason why 31 comes up is because A, it's really challenging. We can probably spit out 10 very quickly, what things that we want to do. You know, your dreams and wishes kind of list, bucket list. Number two is that when you get to the number 11 to number 20, it's a little bit challenging,
right?
But still doable. But when you get to 21 to 31, what ends up coming out, generally speaking, is your core values. What's really important to you and your value system versus the things you want to do, the purchases you want to make, the experiences you want to have. You find out what your purpose is. You find out what drives you. Your value comes out. And that's why we strongly recommend individuals write down 31 things they want to do in retirement.
And make it a fun exercise.
Make it a fermented exercise, we call it, right?
Yeah.
Have a glass of wine or a glass of beer.
And it can create that vision.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So step one, understanding what your lifestyle is the first step. Most people will come in and say, I've got X dollars. I did the math. I put it in a spreadsheet. I went online.
That's it.
And this is what I can spend. So it's kind of like they're trying to figure out what's the maximum amount of income I can get with my money.
Yeah, they're trying to backfill or go backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of like looking for a job to say, what's the most I can get paid? No one talks about the quality of their job. What's the most I can get paid? You can get paid $500,000. Well, what do I have to do? This is the job title and job description. Well, I hate that.
Now what?
So shouldn't you do it the other way? What do you want to do for a living? And then how much can you get paid for it? But when it comes to retirement, we want to talk about the income first, and then what we're going to do second. What's going to be the job, right? So that's an interesting part that we should share with everybody. Step one, figure out lifestyle. Number two.
Number two comes into, we called it concerns, right? And concerns can be a broad group of of issues or concerns. They don't have to be negative, right? They could be just thing. It could be health, right? It could be legacy. It could be concerned about what's going to happen tax wise in this country or another country.
When you start talking about all the things you think about, worry about, concerned about, or that are on your mind, mm-hmm. and you just throw on a board. Now we have a whiteboard in all of our rooms for a reason. We can just throw things on the board and away we go. So when this client, and this is part of the process, throws all their concerns like spaghetti to a wall, let's mm-hmm. throw it all on the wall. We start writing it down. You generally end up having these concerns cover four key issues.
You got it.
Number one is income. Number two, I need this money to grow because of inflation, because there's going to be future expenses that I'm going to have above and beyond my day-to-day needs, whatever that case. So you need some growth. One of the concerns that many Canadians have is as they age, the type of care they're going to receive from people that they're loved ones, or they might have to hire people. So health care mm-hmm. comes up as a common theme. Taxes and gifts that you want to give, I'm going to either are both of them or one of them.
Right.
You know, I'm concerned I'm going to be paying too much tax. Okay. I'm concerned that, you know, if I leave money behind to my child, you know, she's going to just spend it all in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of concerns do come up about your future. Okay. So it breaks it down to, we call it the buckets.
Yep.
The four key issues are income, growth, health, and legacy. And that's where you got all your concerns on the board. So step one, lifestyle. What do you want to do? What's your vision? Step two, what are your concerns? Then what's step three?
Yeah, and the buckets create that, again, we call it four buckets of asset dedication. And it's a great way to start that conversation to get those pieces in line. Last one, financial. Last one is financial.
Okay.
And we have a process
yep.
on our team, you know, that we work through, go through the plan, find where the income is going to come from, find what kind of growth you need, if anything needs to be dedicated to health concerns right now, if there is a legacy that's currently going to be in place that we need to protect against, and develop a strategy around that.
So the financials and the strategy address the concerns that you have, that you put in step two.
Mm-hmm.
The concerns that you have are things that you are thinking about because of step one, the vision, the lifestyle.
All intertwined.
They all work together. And then what do you do?
The last piece of this, and we called it a report card,
yeah.
right? Because we have to review this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't, you can't just put a pen in place, this is financials, because things are going to change. Your journey is going to change over time. We need to review it. And individuals or clients need to review and go, are we on pace? What happens with a vehicle if your oil light comes on?
And what happens in that vehicle when things are not going according to plan?
A light comes on and tells you that you need to do something.
So your report card, we call it that, tells you where you are. It's like a diagnostics of your car.
You got it.
It's like a 300-point inspection of your vehicle. How are things going on at this point in time?
So it makes you feel comfortable that you can keep going.
Correct. Will there be unexpected expenses? Will there be any issues? And I'm talking about a car and your retirement at the same time. You know? So these are the things that come up. And so when you look at all these steps, the process that you put, you know, this client through, they come out knowing that there's a strategy going to be put in place. And so we're going to talk about that strategy as well at our upcoming seminar in April. When is that, Rob?
You bet. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, that's it. Another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. Thank you for joining us with Rob, Gary, and myself, Faisal Carmelli. Have a great evening, and we'll see you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.